It's so hot down here. Been hot for the last few days, and the humidity is on the rise. Going outside feels like walking through hot soup. Maybe that's just because I'm from Minnesota, and I'm not used to it. Really didn't expect this when I moved to DC. Some days, I think the city isn't for me. When I got off work today, I trudged down the escalator into the DuPont Circle Metro Station. And hey, you know what sucks? DC Metro. If you want to make friends in DC, just tell the person next to you on public transit that DC Metro sucks. They'll agree. You'll laugh, boom, instant friendship, and you'll feel like you fit in. That's how I pretend to belong anyway. But that doesn't matter, so I'm getting distracted. It's hard to concentrate down here when it feels like I'm suffocating. Point is that I keep going down, down, down. Still that horrible heat, still that horrible humidity. You'd think that it would get better, but it didn't. It doesn't. I hit my head so hard I saw stars. Of course, there was a general hubbub from the people who saw it. Only one person actually offered to help me back up. Everyone else just stared. The selfish vultures they are. Once my good Samaritan got me back to my feet, he turned and scurried away, and I lost sight of him. Yeah. Hasn't been a good day. I walked down the tunnel and sat on the bench, waiting for the throbbing in my head to die down, at least to a dull ache. Everyone around me was either sitting on their phone or staring at their feet. I thought about pulling my book out of my backpack, but decided not to bother. The train would be there soon anyway. I waited. And waited. And waited. Must have stuck around for 20 minutes and still no train. Nobody else seemed even mildly concerned by that. Annoyed, I got back on my unsteady feet and went in search of a metro worker. I found one standing near the elevator. As I made my way closer to him, he turned and stared at me. His eyes were icy blue, absolutely enchanting. I'd never seen eyes like that. "Hey, do you know when the next train to Branch Avenue is?" I asked. He stared at me intently.
"Gonna be late. There was an accident. You need to go down one more level."
I stared at him in confusion. Down? Not the level, but this is the lowest level? Without a word, he turned and walked away. I followed him to the other side of the tunnel, and sure enough, there was another set of stairs leading even further down.
"You can go down and take that line to transfer stations."
"What line?" I asked.
"Only one line down there," he said.
Okay, thanks. As I descended the steps, he just stood there, watching me, until I disappeared from sight. It was even hotter down that next level. I'd never been down this far before, and there were no signs to tell me what line was down there, or when the next train would be coming. There were people down there, again on their phones, reading magazines, generally looking unfazed. Personally, I felt very, very fazed. I waited around for another 20 minutes. No sign of a train. Frustrated, I tried asking a gentleman sitting next to me on the bench. I was sure I wasn't bothering interrupting him because he was just sitting there, staring at nothing. I asked him, "Excuse me, do you know when the train is going to arrive?" Silence. He didn't even look at me, just kept on staring straight ahead. Annoyed, I looked around and saw another metro worker, his back to me as he walked down the tunnel. I leapt to my feet and shuffled down the tunnel to stop him. "Hey, excuse me, can you help me?" He turned around. It's the same man from the upper level. Instantly, my annoyance spiked. "Hey, what gives? You told me to come down to this level for a train. Where is it? Has there been a delay?" He stared at me for a moment. Man, his eyes really creep me out.
"You're mistaken. Train isn't on this level. It's one level down."
I gaped at him.
"There's another lower level?"
He nodded, and once again, led the way. Right back to the stairs I'd come up. I was certain, absolutely certain, that there had been no more stairs going down, and yet there they were. Right in front of me, like they were waiting for me. Right. Okay. I couldn't think of anything else to say as I climbed down the stairs. The worker once again watched me go. The heat and humidity were worse at this level. Once again, there was no signs, no trains, just people ambling about, waiting for something that I was pretty sure wasn't going to come. I walked around in desperation, becoming increasingly concerned. This was not normal. And then I saw him again. The same damn metro worker from the past two levels. I marched right up to him. "Dude, what the fuck are you doing? Are you trying to mess with me? Where's the train?" He blinked, slowly, and said,
"Sorry, no train on this level.
You'll have to. Yeah. I've heard this spiel before. I snarled, turning away from him. I'm going back upstairs. I'll just take a fucking Uber instead. I reached the end of the tunnel, and my heart leapt into my throat. The stairs leading to the upper floors were gone. Instead, there were simply more stairs leading even further down. Suddenly, the pounding in my head intensified and it became harder to breathe. Like I was saying, said the worker as I turned back to look at him.
You're just gonna have to keep going down.
He was smiling at me now. A strange, toothy smile that did nothing to warm the blue ice of his eyes. I couldn't stop myself from asking, what's down there? His smile remained fixed in place as he answered,
don't know about that. Guess you're gonna have to find out, aren't you?
I'd like to tell you what happened next. I'd like to, but I can't. I can't, because I didn't go any lower. In fact, I haven't left this floor at all. I'm sitting here on a bench, surrounded by people who didn't notice that anything is awry. I don't know what time it is. The clock on my phone hasn't moved a minute from the past hour or hours. I can't send any texts or make any calls. I know what you're thinking. What I've wondered, too, for the past few hours, but I'm not dead. I can't be, because I'm still breathing, I can still feel my heartbeat, my head still hurts, and if I was dead, it wouldn't hurt anymore, right? So I'm typing this, I'm gonna post it online, my phone is still connected to the internet. I'm gonna post it, and then people will comment, and I'll know I'm not dead, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, I've slipped somehow to a place that people aren't supposed to go to, I think. I need help getting out. I can't go back up, I'm not going to keep going down, that's for damn sure, It's so hot in here, and it's getting hotter all the time. I feel like I can't breathe. I think I might throw up. My head hurts so bad, and I'm at the end of my rope. I'm all out of ideas. Step one. There's train tracks down here, and if there's tracks, then they have to lead somewhere, right? I'm sure that if I jumped down onto those tracks and I followed them, nobody would stop me. In fact, I don't think any of these people would notice. Only problem is that electrified third rail. If I touch that, it means I'm dead, doesn't it? Maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe it isn't a problem at all. I don't know what's going to happen to me or why I'm stuck down here. If worst comes to worst, I'm trying not to think about that. So if you're reading this, here's what you need to know. My name's Rona. I'm not dead. People might have reported me missing, I can't be sure because I don't know how long I've been down here. I've gone down to the DuPont Circle metro station, but I haven't made it out. Please send help. Please tell someone I'm here. And please, please, don't leave me.
Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I wanted to tell you all thank you so much for listening to tonight's story, or watching tonight's story if you're on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, that means you're probably on the podcast that's available on iTunes, on the Google Play Store, and is now actually available on Spotify, and doesn't use as much data. So, hey, that's a thing. If you guys aren't listening on YouTube or Spotify, then I have no idea how else you could have found me. Unless you found one of those books on Amazon. You know, the Creepypasta Collection, Volume 1, Volume 2. Those are things, too. Oh, well. I don't know how you would have heard me there, seeing as this was recorded, 2 years after those came out. Well, anyway. Thanks for listening, folks.
And sweet dreams.